Welcome back to the All Things Football podcast. The Christmas run-in now gathers pace as the Championship got us underway for the weekend's action, as Barnsley and West Bromwich Albion faced off, both looking for maximum points. All eyes on non-league this weekend as the FA Trophy returns for the next round of fixtures, all looking to keep going to make that Wembley appearance come May. Now, VAR was my topic of discussion for this. However, we can come back to this later. This episode will now be known, aptly called, Called Off, due to the current wave of Omicron. But let's cover what did happen. So when I come back, let's discuss the Premier League. So let's discuss what did happen in the Premier League yesterday. Unfortunately, there was a fair few games postponed due to COVID outbreaks within some side, and some great fixtures to be had as well. The early kickoff was Manchester United versus Brighton, Aston Villa Burnley, Southampton Brentford, Watford Crystal Palace and West Ham United versus Norwich City, all called off due to COVID being through the squads. But we did have one game that did kick off, and Leeds United fans were probably hoping that maybe it was called off for some reason, because they did have a heavy defeat earlier on in the week. 7-0 they went down to Manchester City in the week, and it didn't really stop there yesterday. Leeds United 1, Arsenal 4. Martinelli on the 16th and 28th minute for Arsenal. Saka on the 42nd, 3-0 at half-time before Rafinha did get a penalty back for Leeds United. And then Smith Rowe with the nail in the coffin for Leeds United to make it 4. Leeds United 1, Arsenal 4. Leeds, that leads you down in 16th position. Arsenal, you are now in the top 4. Top 4, 3 games unbeaten. Leeds United, West Ham and Southampton in those last 3. And then opposite ends, really. 3 losses on the bounce for Leeds United and Marco Bielsa's team. But those 3 losses did come against Chelsea, Manchester City and Arsenal. And it gets no better for Leeds United fans, as on Boxing Day, you are the early kickoff, Liverpool versus Leeds United. Not a great run of fixtures for Leeds. And if anything, the games really don't stop there. Some really tough games coming up for Bielsa's boys. Leeds United, can you stay up? Can you stay up? This run of form and leaking goals is not doing great for yourselves. But we do have some games that are kicked off today. We did have Everton versus Leicester at the 12 o'clock kickoff. Unfortunately, again, that was postponed due to a COVID outbreak within the sides. But we currently have 34 minutes gone. It's Newcastle 0, Manchester City 2. Diaz and Cancelo within 27 minutes putting the champions in the head. But at Molineux, it's Wolves 0, Chelsea 0 currently, with Tottenham and Liverpool facing off later on today. Tasty fixture, that one. Liverpool looking to keep the pace with Manchester City, especially with them 2-0 up at the moment. When it comes to the table then, Manchester City still lead the way. Liverpool, Chelsea and Arsenal in the top 4. In the Europa League spots, West Ham United, Manchester United and Tottenham Hotspur make up that Europa Conference League spot. Get me words out for you. Wolverhampton Wanderers, Leicester City and Aston Villa make up the top 10. In the bottom half, Crystal Palace, Brentford, Brighton and Hove Albion, Everton, Southampton, Leeds United and Watford make up the positions down to 17th. And in the relegation zone, it's Burnley, Newcastle United and Norwich City. And that brings an end to the action for the Premier League this weekend. And I'll keep the updates coming for the games at St James's Park and the Molyneux as we go through the show. But when we come back, we did have some games in the EFL Championship. Frustrated nights at Oakwell, probably for both sides. Barnsley 0, West Bromwich Albion 0. A game that, if I'm honest, it was dominated by West Bromwich Albion, but the same old story still continues. A striker is certainly needed down at the Hawthorns. What I will say is it's a fantastic point for Barnsley, a point that was probably needed, if anything else, to try and keep any hopes that they have of remaining in the Championship this season. They do remain down in 23rd. West Bromwich Albion have actually slipped now down to 4th, but they are unbeaten in the last 5 games in that league. I think a striker, a couple of additions maybe to the squad, and that team could possibly target the top 2. But there's a team that we will discuss in a minute that are doing absolutely fantastic at the moment. So for Barnsley, that's 3 draws in the last 5 and 2. And 2 losses for West Bromwich Albion. That's 2 wins and 3 draws in the last 5. So onto the games that did happen yesterday. We did have an early kickoff. It was Middlesbrough 1, Bournemouth nil. That's two losses now on the bounce for Bournemouth. Three draws previous to that. Form is starting to dip. And it was a penalty on the 53rd minute by Spora, who got the winning goal for Middlesbrough. Middlesbrough up to ninth in the league, four unbeaten. And as for Bournemouth, as I just mentioned, two losses on the bounce for them. But the team that are absolutely doing fantastic at the minute under Tony Mowbray, and that is Blackburn Rovers. Blackburn 4, Birmingham City 0. I only look at the top last five games, but they are five games unbeaten in the league. As for Birmingham City, down for 17th, that's two losses in the last five with a draw and two draws for yourself. But as for Blackburn, got off nice and early, really. It looked like it was probably going to end with a victory for Blackburn, but Buckley got them underway. And then the second half, it just became an onslaught for Rovers. Kadra and that man, Ben Brereton-Diaz, with the goals for Blackburn Rovers. That boy is going to be a topic of discussion in January. I believe the fee is 20 million. Let's see how that escalates. But a really fantastic job by Tony Mowbray and his team there. Next up, we've got Blackpool 3, Peterborough 1. Blackpool, you are now 12th in the league after three losses on the bounce. As for Peterborough United, that's three losses now in the last five for yourself victories. But you are within touching distance now of Reading, Cardiff, and Hull City. Just a couple of good performances, and you can get out of there. Anderson, Carey, and Yates, and then Dembele for Peterborough yesterday, getting the goals. Down at Ashton Gate, Bristol City 2, Huddersfield Town 3. A victory again for Huddersfield Town, three unbeaten for themselves in the league. And as for Bristol City, again, that loss comes after a good two-game unbeaten run for yourself. You are down in 18th, City, and Huddersfield still remain in 10th position, three games on the bounce now, unbeaten. So good stuff there for the Terriers. Next up, Nottingham Forest 2, Hull City 1. I tell you what, crack a little following from the Hull City fans just close to Christmas. You're still down in 19th after that loss, after a fantastic run of results, and we've mentioned that here on the All Things Football podcast. But another team that are absolutely doing phenomenally under Steve Cooper. And they came from behind as well, Nottingham Forest, grabbing with a penalty, and then Johnson to pick up all 3 points for Nottingham Forest at the City Ground. In terms of games, that's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine games unbeaten now. Nine games unbeaten now for Steve Cooper and his side, and they are within touching distance now of Stoke City and QPR in the playoffs. Same scenario, really. At least we had more games in the Championship this weekend. I'll be intrigued to see how the games are over the Christmas period with the current COVID outbreak that's happening with the Omicron variant. But those are the games that we're playing on Friday night and Saturday. We do have one remaining fixture, which at this present moment in time is still on. I'm just going to double check just to see if that is still on for the Monday night football. It is currently Fulham versus Sheffield United. So Fulham looking to continue. They've had four draws on the bounce, Fulham, with Sheffield United looking to extend a three-game unbeaten run at the moment. 29, 30, 31, 32. That would bring them into touching distance of the playoffs themselves. As for Fulham, that would put some real breathing room between them and Bournemouth, 5 points to be exact. In terms of the table, then, top two remain the same, Fulham and AFC Bournemouth. New team in third position. Tony Mowbray again doing fantastic. Blackburn Rovers, West Bromwich Albion, QPR, and Stoke are in the playoffs. Nottingham Forest, Coventry City, Middlesbrough, Huddersfield Town, Millwall, and Blackpool make up the top 12 positions. Luton, Sheffield United, Preston North End, Swansea, Birmingham, Bristol City, Hull City, Cardiff City, all the cities there, and then Reading down in the positions to 21st. And remaining in the playoffs, Peterborough United, Barnsley, and Derby County there. And again, we've got some games across the EFL. When I come back, it's EFL League One. There's only one place to start in League One, and that is with the league leaders. They are currently on some form in EFL League One. 22 play, top of the league, 47 points. Can't find anything else other than victories at the minute. They are unbeaten in the last five, and again, they furthered that with 3 points yesterday down at Cambridge. nil, Rotherham United one, with Barlasa getting the goal just after the hour mark for themselves. But for Cambridge United, that leaves you down in 16th position, 6 points now clear of the relegation zone after 2 losses on the bounce now for yourself, with some tasty fixtures coming up with Wycombe Wanderers next on Boxing Day for yourselves. Next up, a very big clash, a former Premier League game, and Ipswich Town and Sunderland. Ipswich Town under new management as well, with Kieran McKenna coming in from the Manchester United's back staff. Ipswich won, Sunderland won. Ipswich were leading Norwood just on the half time, and then Broadhead on the 50th minute to equalise for Sunderland. Ipswich Town, you are in 11th, 2 draws on the bounce. Sunderland still in third, still unbeaten in the last 5 games. Sunderland really looking good at the moment, but again, there are some games and ends around you as well, so teams are going to start creeping up. Two teams that are struggling down at the wrong end of EFL League One, and that is Morecambe and Fleetwood. And they played out yesterday in a nil-nil draw. Quite close proximities, actually, to each other, so probably considering it's a derby as well. So Fleetwood in 18th position, 22. 3 games unbeaten for yourself. Really good turnaround of form for yourselves under the guidership of Stephen Craney, who is currently in caretaker charge. As for Morecambe, you're still under yourself. Stephen Robinson still there. That draw was needed after 3 losses on the bounce. You crop up the top end of the relegation spots, just above Gillingham, Doncaster and Crewe Alexandra there. A victory that was needed yesterday down at Home Park. Still no confirmation, not that I've seen, of Charlton Athletic and Johnny Jackson. But for Plymouth Argyle, under now Stephen Schumacher's guidership, after Ryan Lowe last week going to Preston North End, they got that victory. Aggard on just after, again, half time to get them all 3 points and pump them back into the playoffs. Fifth in the league now. That win was needed after a really, really poor run of form. But that really poor run of form, for somehow you are still in the playoffs. So you've really got to capitalise now and remain in the playoffs. And again, some teams around you have got some game in hand on you. As for Charlton Athletic, you are still in 12th position after two winning games on the bounce, but that loss brings an end to that. And then last but not least, Shrewsbury 3, Cheltenham 1, a victory that was absolutely needed for Shrewsbury under Steve Cottrell's guidership, taking you outside of the relegation zone with 22 points. That win was needed after 2 losses on the bounce for yourselves. And as for Cheltenham, you're still looking comfortable. You're still 14th in the league. A little bit of stuttery run of form in the last 4 games, 2 losses and 2 draws. But you are 8 points clear of the relegation zone. No fixtures now until Boxing Day for themselves. Hopefully some games do come in. There's nothing more traditional than Boxing Day fixtures for football. So I do hope not many games are called off, but it's not looking great at this present moment in time. So as in terms of the table, we've got Rotherham United and Wigan to make it up the top two. Sunderland, Wycombe, Plymouth and Oxford in the playoff positions. Sheffield Wednesday, Portsmouth, MK Dons, Accrington, Stanley, Ipswich and Charlton make up the top half. Burton, Cheltenham, Bolton, Cambridge, AFC Wimbledon, Fleetwood Town, Lincoln and Shrewsbury make up those positions down to 20th. And then still in the relegation zone, Morecambe, Gillingham, Doncaster and Crewe Alexandra, who only Morecambe were the only ones to play this weekend. So they're going to have some games to catch up with. Moving on then, we might as well just move straight on to EFL League One. Again, there was about 4 games, I believe, yesterday. Some really good fixtures, unfortunately, that were called off, again, due to COVID running through the teams there. But let's have a look. Let's have a look at some of the games that did take place yesterday. First being Rochdale. Rochdale got a fantastic victory yesterday, 3-0 over Newport County. So Newport County going down there. Rochdale, that brings you up to 14th in the league. That win was needed after 2 losses on the bounce. In terms for Newport, you remain in the playoffs, and that's your first loss in the last 5. So you still remain there. But again, with these postponements now coming around, there's a couple of teams with 1 and 2 games in hand over yourself. So don't make this a habit. Don't make this a habit, Newport County fans. Doing really well, actually, James Robury. I've got to say, there was a really good run of form for himself and the players there. A team that did need a win was Salford. Salford City, after that loss last week, they had a really good run of form under Gary Bowyer. But Salford City won, Stevenage nil. Stevenage still can't find a win. 2 losses on the bounce for yourselves after those 3 games unbeaten. You do remain in 22nd. As for Salford, you are in 13th on 27 points. So a good 11 points clear of those relegation spots. Now, two teams that are very new to the EFL. One was last season and Harrogate Town, so this is their second season. But the victory went to Sutton United. Sutton United won, Harrogate Town nil. Sutton, you can believe you are currently in the top three. Automatic promotion to League Two is on the cards. How can you keep that going? That win was needed after a draw and a loss in the last three games. But really good run of form for yourself. 36, 3 points clear of the playoffs and things like that for yourselves. As for Harrogate, you are slowly stumbling down the table. 10th in the league currently. That's three losses on the bounce for yourself. And again, you are in the same boat. There are some teams around you with some game in hand. Last but not least, yesterday was Tranmere Rovers 1, Leyton Orient 0. Leyton Orient, you remain in ninth, and Tranmere Rovers, you are in eighth. In terms of, actually, I do apologise, Tranmere Rovers, you are in fifth in the table after four wins on the bounce. As for Leyton Orient, you are down in ninth after two losses on the bounce. So in terms of the table, Forest Green Rovers, Northampton Town and Sutton United, you are in third. Port Vale, Tranmere, Newport and Exeter City in the playoff positions. Swindon, Leyton Orient, Harrogate Town, Mansfield Town and Walsall make up the top 12. Salford, Rochdale, Hartlepool United, Bradford, Bristol Rovers, Crawley, Barrow. Big congratulations to Barrow actually knocking out Ipswich Town in the week. Just wanted a quick mention to them, so they go now to play. 2 seconds. I do remember they are off to play Barnsley in the Championship. So big fixture there for themselves. So that was in 20th. That was for Barrow. 19th for Barrow, sorry. Colchester United in 20th, Carlisle United 21st, and Stevenage in 22nd, with Oldham Athletic and Scunthorpe United still propping up the last two. But for Scunthorpe United, four games unbeaten. They are all four draws, but it's better than nothing for yourselves. Now, we do have a full roundup of non-league, and we had the FA Trophy, and we have got a couple of fixtures in the north and south. So when I come back, it's non-league. So when it comes to non-league, there was no fixtures in the National League Premier yesterday, as all participants were in the FA Trophy. So there's a couple of games coming up in the week if they go ahead. That is Chesterfield, Notts County, and Grimsby Town, Boreham Wood are playing in the week. So just to round up there for the table, it's Chesterfield, FC Halifax Town, Boreham Wood, Bromley, Wrexham, Solihull Moors, and Notts County who make up those top seven positions fighting for promotion to EFL League 2. There was a couple of games in the National League North yesterday. There was only two. Leamington nil, Kettering Town 4, and Gateshead 2, Brackley Town nil. So I do believe we do have some new league leaders in the National League North. I'm just waiting for that to come up. Brackley Town, you are leading National League North. AFC Fylde, Gateshead, Kidderminster, Chorley, and Boston United and Southport make up the top seven again there. When it comes to the National League South, there were a little couple more games actually. Billericay Town nil, Chelmsford City nil. So still no victory for Billericay. They've only won two games all season, not looking great, but they are within touching distance of Braintree Town down there. Ebbsfleet United 3, Bath City nil, Hemel Hempstead nil, Chippenham Town 2. So Ebbsfleet United now lead the way in the National League South. Two wins on the bounce for themselves, and they've got the game in hand over a couple of teams below them as well. Oxford City in second, Dartford in third, Dulwich Hamlet, Maidstone United, Havant and Waterlooville, and Dorking Wanderers make up the top seven positions there. It wouldn't be the non-league without the leagues that are below. There were a couple of fixtures. So the Northern Premier, we've still got Buxton that lead the way there. In the Southern League Premier Central, it's becoming a very, very sad league for myself following the Nuneaton Borough. Again, another loss yesterday. Peterborough Sports 4, Nuneaton Borough nil. Nuneaton Borough are now rock bottom of that league. Look, there doesn't seem to be any kind of turnaround for the team. I think they've played over 40 players this season and nothing seems to be gelling together there. But Banbury United now lead the way in the Southern League Premier Central. Southern League Premier South, Farnborough still there. Metropolitan Police still trying to catch them in that cop and robbers place there. Ifmian League Premier, Worthing still lead the way with Folkestone and Victor in second. And it wouldn't be an All Things Football podcast. Just again, I told you I'd still carry on. Worcester City got another victory yesterday. Worcester City 2, Lichfield City 1 still remain second in the league. Hanley Town, you are there for the taking. So over to the FA Trophy. So Pretty much a full roundup of fixtures actually yesterday. There was only two games postponed in the FA Trophy. So I'll go through the teams that have gone through. Congratulations to Solihull Moors, Aldershot Town, Boreham Wood, Boston United, Cheshunt, sorry, Dartford, Alfreton Town, Bromley, Eastleigh, Southport, Folkestone Invicta, Weymouth, Kingsland Town, Larkhall Hall Athletic, York City, Morpeth Town got a victory over on penalties. Needham Market with a shock over Wealdstone. Notts County in the evening kickoff yesterday. Plymouth Parkway are still going. Another shock victory for them, beating Dulwich Hamlet. Spennymoor Town, Slough Town, Southend United, St Albans City won on penalties. Stockport County 4, Grimsby Town 0. Grimsby Town are really struggling at the moment. League and Cup by the looks of things. So Stockport County go through there. Stourbridge continue their run with a shock over AFC Telford United. Tonbridge Angels beat Torquay United, so another shock there. Wrexham 5, Gloucester City 0, and Yeovil Town are all through to the third round. I believe it's the third round, or maybe even the fourth round of the FA Trophy. The two games that were postponed were Chesterfield and Guiseley, and Maidenhead United and Maidstone United. So those games were postponed. We do have a fixture today. Truro City and Dagenham and Redbridge are playing. And then on Tuesday, we've got Bradford Park Avenue and FC Halifax Town. So those next games will be played in the new year for themselves. So we're coming towards probably one of the shortest shows of the All Things Football podcast, simply because there wasn't many games that were had around due to the COVID pandemic and that going through some squads. But good to see actually non-league pretty much having a full round up there. Only have a couple of postponements for the FA Trophy, which dominated the non-league side of things. In terms of how my club are doing over in Germany, they did play on Friday night. Apologies, they did play yesterday. They played Hamburg yesterday in a massive game that is. Probably one of the most famous Bundesliga fixtures, but this time in Bundesliga 2. Hamburg 1, Schalke 1. So, in terms of that, it leaves Hamburg in third and Schalke in fourth in that league. So, 6 points off the top and 5 points off the second automatic promotion spot there. So, like I've just mentioned, probably one of the shortest shows I've ever had to do. Probably one, yeah, even with AD at my side, this is definitely going to be the shortest one. For a weekend round of fixtures on there. Just to give you an update from the FA Trophy, it's Truro City nil, Dagenham and Redbridge nil, and it's still 2-0 Manchester City in the Premier League and Wolves nil, Chelsea nil as well. So yeah, one of the shortest episodes. I really wanted to talk about VAR because that's been getting some critics at the at, of late, especially in the Premier League. There's been some really awful decisions that when you watch it back as a fan, as a supporter. You just don't understand where they're getting the decision from. You see such consistency across Europe and probably the rest of the world with VAR, but we're still not grasping it as well as we should. If it's a system that's just not going to work, is there an opportunity to remove it and so it can be looked into to thing, or is it just a standard of refereeing and the people that are in the VAR rooms? I don't know. You let me know on how that goes, but that was the talk of discussion. I'm pretty sure VAR is going to be a talk of discussion for the rest of the season as well. So for yeah, again, one of the shortest episodes. I'm not too sure how episodes are going to work over the Christmas period, but the games are all scattered around, and I've got a feeling there's going to be some postponements as well. But I will try and get one more episode out before 2021 closes out, and we go into 2022 with probably I think Thursday after Christmas Day. Probably get one out because there's a load of fixtures between Boxing Day and that day. So I'll probably do some then and wrap up 2021 for what would be the 18th episode of the All Things Football podcast. Really proud of how it's going. It is unfortunate that my colleague last week didn't want to do it. But I do miss you, buddy. If you do want to come back on in the new year just to do a segment, it doesn't have to be the full show. You can do. We are available on Twitter, ATF at ATF. And Anchor for Twitter, and then for Facebook, it's the All Things Football podcast. From there, until next time, have a great Christmas, and I'll speak to you very soon.